Yeah, without the number of inyanim, which in certain respects rooted Nagamari, in other respects rather tangential to it. Today we'll divide our time, the early part, relative smaller part of Shia probably, to deal with something which directly intimately related to Suzy Shuasir, the Mishka Binyan, and then move to the area of Vashki, the Mishnah Mashkin, which occupies till the end of the parak, but in different senses in different ways. All right, the mission is to the end. In Shibori Nadosh Mishu Binyan, then he's given by Smolay, as opposed to we may look at one point with regard to this, and this is the extent, if any, to which we deal with halacha, which is general with regard to Shavuos, or what which is specific with regard to maybe Mikzvos. In dealing with counting halachas of this kind, this perek, we have to deal with three different levels. One level is that at which whole areas, you've got shomrim, as for example, shomrim are off limits for the phenomenon discussed over here. Havani b'akoy shtoris, that we discussed over the Rambam the other days, but broadly speaking, that Medushim explicitly so, is not like a shomrim, no chivim, etc. As we saw in various modifications, where there's no relation with Shabbat at all, as the Hashem assumes, we got to that trilogy, triad. Or as Haman says, maybe Chiyuvim to be Shema, yes, but Shavuot isn't the Shlumin, no. Or some has the Shlumin. Others, which are a more general nature with regard to Shavuot, but have nothing to do with the Chiyuv Shomrim. Rambam assumes that the Parshat Parshat Mishnei Kesef, all the halachos of Shomrim apply. We saw a taste in Bava Kamma of Kuf Gimel 2 days, as to whether the halach of Shavuos and Pekodin applies, the Chiyuv Kavan Oshrim. So the Phenomenon Shom certainly applies, that the Shavuos, so we've seen some Shomrim Machlokes, but certainly we've got some of them applies to all. Parshas Tekesh was one example. And then halachas which is specific to a particular Shvuah and not to the others. And here again we come to Machlokes amongst the Shenim with regard to Parshas Tekesh. Some say it applies to all, halachas apply to all. Others say it's limited to the example which you have in the Gemara, maybe by Mikzas, and without the Shomrim, we have Machlokes and Sushim. The other thing, Mishlaminyan, as we saw, particularly with that, the way that Ram organizes it, so when he talks about Shnei Kesef, he thinks, or Avon Mishlaminyan, because certainly, at least in general terms. When it comes to Mishlaminyan, that he confines at the beginning of Perek Dalet, as opposed to Perek Hei, which is the general Miyutim, in Perek Dalet, he confines it to Medivh and Mikzas. Now here, as opposed to the Halacha of Shnei Kesef, there may be a reason directly related. We're done with the Halacha of Shnei Kesef, we examine the scope of the Halacha. So basically, Yeshua Kesef Akeel. Inherently, there should be no significant reason to say that Halacha Shnei Kesef should apply to many mitzvahs, but should not apply to Teidecho, it should not apply possibly to Shomrim. Nothing about the Shavua as such and the way it's mechuyev. If we do assume that there's a difference, there is a way to mix this required Shnei Kesef. with the time of Kfir, because of Shmuel, and the Eidecha does not. That has to do more with the nature of Eidecha and how Eidecha generates Shvur. It has to do with the substance of the Shvur. Content of the Shvur certainly is readily intelligible and applicable to Shvur's Eidecha, as to Shvur's Mikzas. But if we have the overarching principle of Mishnayim B'chayim and B'chayim B'chayim B'Shvur, Hoshet Gemarach Mem, so maybe we say that here there's a force of Eidus, lower key Eidus, but Eidus, and here Shtekes or no Shtekes is irrelevant. But that's an extraneous consideration. Midushka Binyan, that can be understood as being intrinsic. If we speak of Eidus B'Mikzas, assuming that the Mikzas of what? But it's something that we deal with the relationship between Tviya and the Ta'a and the Hedor. And the Hedor is a part of the Tviya. So we have to know what the dimension of the Tviya, that we can understand what is the proportion of the Tviya, of the Hedor of the Tviya. And do we need to be able to identify the proportions exactly, the percentages? No, that we don't find. But to understand that there is some whole of which the Kfira or the Hedor is a part, that does apply. That has to do with the content of the Shvur, as opposed to what you have to do at the Eidecha. So that we can understand a piece of Svara. But whether indeed this is purely a matter of Svara, or there's some beyond that, some kind of a marker, so this is why should we stay up and taste it under Hashem. The Gemara doesn't quote a marker for it. That was the case of the marker, he is the case of Kelly Bishmer. If you need a marker, you need a pasuk, because a pisvara, we would not know shtei kesef. That means the mishka binyan, no pasuk is quoted. Question is there such a pasuk or not? It's purely a matter of svara. I see it's the tesis, I'm a gimel and aleph. Was Pirush Shivah, and after the Shivresh Meruba, Salman Doshin Mesuyim. What Doshin Mesuyim? Shlomida Mishkur Minyan. So it's Dili Zat Kasuv, Salman Mivayet. The extent which is in the sense of Zat Kasuv, become apparent if you look at the whole sugi over there, which it's difficult to understand. I may have wrote about this once. But Baruch Shabbat of Aleph referring to the whole context of the Klal, which refers to that sugya, which we've already noted once as a remarkable suggestion that maybe she make a difference with the time of Amasa, what does that have to do with Dina Mominus? So towards the end of the sugya, the Mora says, Hashem is called the Buyuhu, and we said, Koyal, comprehensively inclusive of everything. The race part which mentioned the psuki, what do they come to be by? Anyway, that's what I call a vedit, that is something else. Here we have elements which you mentioned, which smaller do not need to be smite. To mute there somewhere. But why should it be mute for conquer? Any rational reason why conquer should not be subject of shur? See, we think terms going to taint that it's gotten him. Because instead, there's Ganev, there's no Kaka, he's not Nixel, he's not Nikinevitz. And particularly if we adopt the position of Tayson of Mitzir of Sam Chalif, I believe I mentioned once already, that Kaka Nixel is not a Nixel Sakosu, it's a question of Mitzir. Where you can't gossip. If we base it upon that, so there's some understanding why can't we have taint as Ganev, or Ganev properly with regard to Karaka. But if we deal with Shavuos in general, not many meets us in this vein of Nezik with Karaka, or Gnevi of Karaka, but other Shavuos. He said, you sold me an acre, he says, so it's only half an acre. Clear case of many mixes, no rational, logical reason why should not be included. So it looks to miutim. Since we have miutim, we have to find which peg or what can we hang on this particular peg. So here, this show we traveled by, the Gemara borrows in a sense what we have in our sugya, where having series of coming also, klal pratu klal, which we're familiar with about the context. So we say, well, that's the beauty over here as well. But clearly, it's not. It's our mutives. So we have to find what to be smart, and then we have our more likely candidates. We select them, as opposed to others. So, that's unusual that Dovashen Mesuyim should also be that. Also be Mismayit. That is far. It says one day in Mizushenim that Pasuk here comes to my Dovashen Mesuyim in Yibidim Shkumi. Our taste is there, a bit full of the taste by us. What's the number of days of Doshin and Sue? So Ashi says, Shenim Suim, Pirikut is Dov Shen and Balim Siman Bay. There's no Simin. Shenim Suim, Shen and Balim Siman Bay, but to be careful. Tase quotes this and asks right away. Because Shemad Yeshuvay Simen. Allah Yeshu Simen Eber Simen. So we need to ask him for somewhere. Does Allah Yeshu Simen Eber Simen come up? Where? Abedi. Abedi is Allah Yeshu Eber Simen. But there, it can be understood as not just Exel Sakasuv, but it has to do with the Ziyush, is Ziyush, isn't Ziyush. Could you identify the object? Is it within reach or not? What extent is it Obud? If you have no way of identifying an object, obviously it's much more lost to you than if you could give Simonim, it'd be much easier to find. What does that have to do with Gnev? Gnev, the Bible of here is clear. Kodash would appear, and this is a chidush, okay, if Simon Eber Simon, it's not just because the technical fact can identify it or not. how easily will you be able to locate it once it's been lost? If there's no semen, that undermines to some extent the degree of your control. I mentioned various occasions, the bailus is in certain respects, of course, a juridic concept, a legal concept, but it has its roots in the Messias. Something which is no longer under your control, within your reach, something of your bailus, reshared and cut away. In more extreme cases, it would have been Kolodom, where the object is gone altogether. Less extreme cases, where some degree of control is lost, but not all of it. Then with Shusay, can itself be Makdish, we talked about it in Shusay. It's also a loss of control, not a loss of Bailus. Now that, there you have a force of God, if God's the way of heaven, it should be defined, but what substance you have it, which is relevant. But you could have an object which conceivably is less within, less easily within reach, and that undermines the bias a little bit. The two of Kefil can be not stung as a kasu, but because some of the loss of bias. The Moshe of Shusay. With regard to Chiv Kef, according to the Rambam, with regard to Ekdish, Kotchim Mizbeach, also loss of total control. So there, we're going to Master Sheni, Sheni's Mom Gavet, Rambam Paskin, so he says that if whatever someone stole Master Sheni, Bailim, Kefil Yipater, but Kered Yuchayev, again, Ben Aganev, Kered Yuchayev, careful your partner. Also, because it's not fully in his control. Period, let's go to Rashi as well. Whether one could press into Rashi, you have to look at Sugim Bamitsir, of Chosayim. All the objects to which the Lord says shows very apply. But I may have said, like Isha, Romalacha, I see them, you can't change with Simonim, Yeshua by Tovin. Of course, she is to all Yeshua, Simonim, Yeshua Tovin, Hayab Lachriz. So as he says, Stamps and Yeshua Simon, Hosima Yeshua Alim, Tovinota. לא נעשה איתה לבידי אדם, לא בת מן ההפקר. כל שיש לטובין למיעוט מיד ידין לבין מייאש. רשי זה זה, he quotes the bunch together, יש לבית מן שוטבים, and similar to the archetype, something which is not a natural phenomenon, but a human artifact, and this somehow stamps the bailus upon more fully, that becomes the archetype, and that's the first shot in Tesis. They quote the river. What's the former? Minole, they quote the Agmar of Mini Mishuminian. Minole Asvara, Ila, Mishumidarshin, and Misamla. Has to have svara. It has to be a market. Here we just a svara. So it wouldn't suffice. So apparently this must be the source. We have two pshatim in Doshim Suyum. Then this is the other pshat where she quotes by us also briefly. When you call Faresh, Davar Mesuyam, Kirbek Azav, Mana, Davar Mesuyam, Lapuki Chatsirimon, Chatsirigoz, Chemin Kaman, Yam Drosh, the Yvosti Matse, Doshim Sri, Vayim Chasim Chatsia goes. Yamaitu Mikefu. הדבר שקדם משכם יוניין, דבר צריך להביא חיוב שבועה, תהיה בלי משמעות לחיוב זה. כל הדיסטיטוס שאני מלורן, לא שאני מסוים בפרסט אחד, זה ובחצי אגרס, היינו מן המשכמיניה, וכי הוא זה. That's the marker. And this is the formulation, the way it's done here. All right, so we have to set up shotim for Doshin Sum. Either Yesh Simem Simon Kot Rashi, or Minimish Kabir Yabayas, or Chatsirim Chatsiega is something which is lacking its totality, it's not a total unit.
Rebbe, is there any svara to that, or only the pasuk of Kibbutz that?
Well, you got the Chatsiega is. I imagine there's a thing that's svara too. I mean, it'd be unlikely the pasuk would say apples, yes, and oranges, no. Let's be svara to it. So the svara is that it's less of an entity. We got the chlipen, that's usually found in one kashrut knaibe. So, then the Gemara that memzayim. Says Ramana the Kosher Library, but as Ramana Lapuki Midrav Shez of Kim Beperot, Kosher Buddha Shmoy Dama Kainin Baruko, Knaibe Lapuki Midrav Dama Kershe Makna. Is then Marmuti Sua'i or Adair Muti Sua'anor. Roshim Sum has been born just before that. Now, Lo Yom Lachashesh is Man Al Adav Mesuyim. Kod Adav Mesuyim Lepuki Chatsim Chatsi Ego is Loi. Well, no, it's not a kli. That's the question, what defines the kli? We've got the chlipen. Chatzim Chatzim is probably not a kli. It's not a kli either. But we've got to kli of chlipen, machleis rashi and teis tikdushin of ches, we've got the balechayim. Balechayim is a kli. Tum Tara and every other area it's about Chaim and other Kli. Functionally, practically, it's a Kli. So there's a question as to whether, assuming that we shouldn't assume whether it depends on the use it's made of it or not. If I remember correctly. The question is to start with over here now is what do you learn from the pasuk? From what do you know the halacha of those of Mishkamim? From a different perspective, we approach it extremely differently. Not where we know this halacha, but what do we know from the pasuk of Kiyuzet? Jews ask what's the makir for mitzvahs generally. Tesi talks about Kiyuzeres being makir, not just the whole concept of many mitzvahs, but for the specific halachim mishkabim. But that's the makir, whether the makir is a salma, may have ramifications. We got the question with the other double of the shenim, we got the mini mishkabim. Let's start with Gemara. I even can say Gemara. Come on, Abayir.
Omer by Vaishon and Hamad Omer lay by his star. And this dog is over here. Aval Omer lay by Zen Mole or Dino Tinusa. If he said by his air, since we're able to be aware of what it means, then this is a din of Mila Mishkan. So Omer lay Rabbi Yahachi at the Tani Sefer, Zahim Ma'ad, this is Zahim Ma'ad, the Chaloyim Chayiv. So when I said, if you didn't need the day, so Red Al Murim, Vai Mole, Aval Vai Zen Mole Chayiv. And Omer Rabbah, and I know, Eni Chayiv, Ashi Tani Vidava, Shemidah, Shemishkan, Shemidah. You do like the Shemidah, 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 Mishkan, Shemidah.
Yeah. And what's the what is Rav's conclusion? If you need the Mishkin, so he tells him what?
So when he says
Zay,
you can identify what we're talking about, that's good enough.
No, it's not good enough. Okay. Rav says that in Chavachi Tanenu, I said, Molly, that was then the fact you could go measure the house and you know exactly how much there is. That doesn't suffice. The question, why doesn't it suffice to go tell him until a certain point? So the same matter, you're talking about the Mishnah at the end, Aziz v'chaloyin, Aziz v'chaloyin chayiv. So here you can also figure out the same way. You'll see, you'll go measure, he told him it was Baizah Mole. He said it wasn't Baizah Mole, it was only up to a certain point. So what's there to say? Chalom Rav Yitema says this is Ramai.
What the difference is. He now finished the Yaska Midra by Israel. He makes the middle when he's recounting in the situation. So here was not, I guess it was not scientifically quantified, therefore it's not within.
Yeah, we have 2 days in Tasis. According to 1 day in Tasis, if we could ascertain reasonable certainty, there's always some minor fluctuation. If we have some reason for certainty, how much, what's the gap between them? So it would be good. Probably the same Malaya, you know, what does it mean? I mean, Malaya is 100% full, 90% full. You say, hey, someone went to the movies, it's a full house. Yeah. Full house doesn't mean every seat was taken. I mean, maybe the three empty over here, 2 empty over there, but the Gadol, it was full. So it's an ambiguous term, so that's the problem. So it means that really you don't know. And the Tzchirot Teshuvah says that, so it's a Pashut, that the fact you can limit the gap between them does not suffice. If it says full, you know, it's 95% full or 100% full. But that's 60% full or 30% full, that you know. So that would not be Doshi of Mida. He wants to add a guy to the Melaziz. כאשר למד מקרה מלאיר, זה איפה ידוע מה ביניהם. What you need to know that in for many mitzvahs, what to argue about what the gap is. Even when it's clear there is a gap, but we don't know, as I said, whether the gap is 20% or 40%, that we don't know. That's how be the Mishkan Minyan, and that's it, and then we had to learn. In our Mishkan Minyan, it was being learned. Yes, we have two very difficult sessions in Tesis of what the Mishkan Minyan is all about. Quite the first day, what does the Mishkan Minyan have to do with?
We're going to have we need to be clear on what the terms of the claim.
Right, that's the claim, that's the problem, that's the Nitzvah. You have to know what's the issue, what is the issue? If you don't know what's the issue, even though you know that somewhere between 10% and 40%, so that's a chesaron made of mitzvahs. Second tells, doesn't content itself with knowing of what they're fighting. What's it entail over? You just see me double that, though. Question the Nusach of the Tainets. May well be that whether it's one or the other relates to the question we saw before Tesis and Baba Kamer, what the Makir is. The Makir is Salva Zidolo Mesuyim. Zidolo Mesuyim in two ways. Zidolo Mesuyim is a problem of the Chefze. What kind of chetz is subject to it? The same man's kaka, what I'm still by mufke, the Rosh Hashanah is also mufke. It's not enough for reality to be fighting over it, it's just have a character, whatever it is. Although, if you were to compare this to Chlipin, you would say Chlipin is very, very different. Chlipin would require a clean. The question is that it's not clear what you consider the purpose. It's a minute in the old Yadkir. You can fight over dirt, you can fight over garbage. But in terms of how we regard, even though the explanation that you said is different, but that's how we regard what the word means, so it means the same thing. Exception of thesis, the based on some of Q's has to do with two different areas. Either with the situation pertaining to Nitin, the nature of the Tvia, and the place between them. One year, he made a success. Q says yes, the case of Michael, no. The text we saw, the number of places, the text issue with the question, how do you get Rakel and Sugim Rabbit? How do you get Rakel as part of the Mark as Q's there? So one respect, Q is there, tells you what they're fighting about. What's the issue? Another thing that Q is there is quite a formulation. He has to speak the language of Eidor, the language of Tzvir. Not because in order we should know what's the issue. That's not what interests us. Beyond that, we need to know the tainus, what kind of tainus generally to Chiyuv. Ashiyema Q is there, with the evidence of the Amira, what he says and how he says, and that's the Makir. So maybe it's what, depending on which person you derive it, we'll write it into which limitations. Look at the run for a minute. Right on the stickle of the mission. Tumani, אשי נחת נאית למה פתור אם שרואים את הפירות שלו אותה ידועה עדיין הוא עומד בה, he doesn't backtrack נראה לי די בטעים ששבעה שעודה יוצא מפיו מינה שתהיה בבנו של מידה אבי שאחר כך מודה בבנו של מידה איפה דיוק יורא לו כאוס So he said before, which was in England, so ambiguous, now assumes definite shape and content. And מה כן זה כל דבר כי זה כל ימנות, מכאן הוא קוצה השיר במידה הצד. We have here, first of all, an additional marker, based on the מכילת, כסף הקהלים, דומי לכסף. Now this is not something which lies in fault with what's the issue, but It has to be the nature of Kelim, what kind of thing it is. Now here we have something quite strange, and seems to be contrary to what we saw before. So before it's just chlipen, and when it meets chlip, you acquire a chlip, so if it's nalo, it's going to be the nalo, double monsieur. I should talk about how you can see, because I define it, I mentioned with the Baal HaChaim, Taste the Rabbah, more than the Rabbah, Rashi taste the Rishi Shtof Kofkos. But the Rang quotes over here, David the Mechilte, he said, which Daka Limanes, which Daka Limanes. What is Daka Shi Limanes? We can't individual units, if you ask, it's a question of flour, sugar, Da noch mit Mitzvahs. Tim ni Bonus reminiscent. We have a lot of other areas, those who are minion. Kol Shidak, Es Shidak, Kol 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 That's something which is a discrete unit. So there we understand Daka Limanis. What's Daka Limanis over here? The case seems to be the Kelim, yes. And what not? Eichin not. Karubis Eichin certainly are included. Beitzim, the Gemara talks about the foolish. The problem Daka Limanis is Daka Limanis. I just I don't know. I understand in one respect this bridges the gap between Chlipen and Menemitzis for us. But offhand, because it should be a gap, because it should be different halachas. But getting back to what's prior to that in the Ran, from the Chilte, he requires a new marker, a different marker. So he says that you require. That the initial Hedor should be Dov Shemir Mishkumin. First of all, if we compare the Ran and Tesis, to what is the Ran closer? To Tesis first tells, the second tells?
To the second
tells. Second question of formulation.
Yeah,
that I agree with. But I have a little different understanding the Ran's Mahalach. Comes to it over here, the long line that you have subsequently on the next Mishnah comes to it again. That as is a lot of Kurban Dori Tviya, it's also a lot of the Haidor, the initial Haidor has to proceed. Yeah, it's that all the Haidor has to proceed the initial Haidor must be that which is behind you. And if it, when the first of that was made, it was not something which could be mechayev. For whatever reason, it was mimshin amina, whatever it was, chitin tzerin, and later on, it does assume blessed halachic dimensions, so you missed the boat. It's based on the Gemara, to remind us of briefly. Like remember the base. Marim, because he tried to preempt the territory and prevent the Benevitzas, he was Marim. But even Miskaven, he meant the time as he did, that confess, Potter. Why is Potter? This is the omission of the times of the Rav Haigoin and the Ramban in Chamis Gittin. Which is all commission of Shos Veda and Ha. Remember, one says it's separate of Kodbah Dori Tvir. One says the problem of Shos Veda, if you Kodbah Dori Tvir, so that comes under either the Shos Veda Dori, the Shos Veda Rabbanim, whatever it is. So there I understand, if you want a part of Mishra Veda, if that's halacha, why the first Adar doesn't take it into account? Or even if you don't want to involve the part of Mishra Veda, say that Adar has to relate to a tiny. You made the mix, the made the mix, it has to be a tiny. Which is the part of the extent of the part of the reject. But if at the time you had not accepted it, you were not made to be mixed, when it was the time, there was a time on the table yet, so it's not like a made to be mixed. It doesn't provide the proper specifications. Here we have something else entirely. It's not a question of either Miskaven or Kibari. Here, the problem is that he said something which at the time has to be a derb, which for some side reason, because we best didn't know what was involved. So therefore, we couldn't be Mechayev him, because we have a Pasuk, Midim Shkaminya, that we didn't know yet. It could be Mechayev him. But there's nothing with the relationship between the Metaveh and the Nitra. It's a separate matter. If the Bezin, what does it constitute? I believe the Ran says this a number of times. He apparently assumes otherwise that there's a formal requirement, the sequence must be Haidor and Tvir and Haidor. And if called by Dori Tvir, even though later on you have a if the Hador continues to exist, you can't b'chayev b'ed v'mitzvahs. In that sugya might be something else also, the Gemara from the days, that if the first time around you were made to do anything, the second time is no longer Hador, because you already put this concession in part of the table, the first Hador. It's not being made in anything fresh. I don't know how that works out. But anyway, with regard to Haidor, with regard to Mashinachta, which Mishnah says, it's not Mechayev, there we have different days and tastes. The Ran closer to the second tail, so I think we're not done with it. Let's go back to the Gemara. Just one second. I'm included in the same parak. I don't know whether we can refer too much from this. First, Aloch Mim Shuminyan, then by following that, he says, Emer Mitzat Chal Shua, at Shiodeh B'davar Shev Shalo Lichpor Bo. First, he has Aloch has to do with formulation. Then he has to do with the substance, to what extent it's a Hidor, a meaningful Hidor. Maybe the two separate Aloch is like it. If they're the same, then it will be some closer to the Ran, assuming that you don't distinguish between the Aloch. Arthur Timothy Barr.
There was somebody who
It's also a question of here's the problem of Kefrakal, where it reads this. First case in the Braise is not a medium of Shalmina Taine. Kut Vor Elamir Chav Yodi. So this is Tone Chitin. And the response is in Chitin, but it's a negative response. So that is Kur Lesch is purely where it says about Kefrakal Allah. Ramal lo kuk tvei shim yod cha ve lo ve yod cha ve yod lesa chayav. Nora abate. So probably should be but combines the several issues. One we saw before the question was the kefrakel and made it a mixus. So that's the first determination. Yeah. Then the Gemara goes on to say, that could be taken. Not probably made in Shuminyan, it's 1,000.
Right.
5 liters, 10 liters, that's the question of. Mishko, you don't need all of them. Any one of them will suffice. So there, the issue is an issue of Tanachid.
Why is that
the
case? Why can't you say with the finding of by the fact that it's gold and it's the amount of gold, and that's why it's good for this case, and the fact that it doesn't discuss the size, it discusses the amount of gold within the menorah. So it could be the same size menorah, but just different amounts of gold inside of it. So I couldn't understand why the menorah.
It's a problem. It's a problem that Mimina Taina. Meta means you, part of the that which is charged. Now, we might have learned the Mimina Taina means the same species, same genus, etc., etc. And the Gemara here, as from the Gemara in Bamitzia Davkuf, I tasted before that Mem relates to this, you see something else. The Minataina is to be part of what we're charged with. So if a person has two menorahs, and you claim that you stole both, means the one I stole, I did, one I didn't steal, so you accept part of his claim. He said, menorah X, menorah Y, so menorah X, yes, menorah Y, not. But if he claims that you stole menorah A, and you said, I didn't steal menorah A, I stole menorah B. So if menorah A and menorah B are the same size, the men may be sold together. But if menorah A and menorah B are different size, menorah B is half the size of menorah A. So quantitatively, in the sense you've stolen, what you admit to having stolen, is less, is of the same kind as that which you took. But you, for that you didn't take it all. You didn't steal part of Menorah, part of what he claims. Menorah, you stole a different Menorah. What you see with this Gemara is that the mean atayner is not just a question of mean classification, categorization. What it means is you have to accept part of the tayner, part of the claim.
Even though the Gemara defines this Menorah
in this Menorah, what he claims you did. You deny categorically. I didn't touch that menorah. I never went near it.
You
must define
the stones of gold as opposed to
the price. If you said the quantity of gold, you might be right. But again, if you're dealing with different objects, each one has its own identity or not. That's what's later on as well. Which the Tevei claimed. He denies categorically. That's about Chomesh, the same thing. But that's not a Mishkominion. This Mishkominion is okay.
And the little like Tommy, Rachinami, Shachilayim. Shachilayim is not like Tommy. And I'm a rabbi, but I'm a rabbi, Shai Menor, Rachay Biyachu, the guru, Lamido, Shachamisha Litrin. You can be taken to the pit of pieces.
So then when he admits, he could be admitting part of what had been claimed, he scrape and remove it. Now this, as Allah shall be, I understand, and as mentioned before, the member of Mitzir, from Midbeis, cotton. So it talks about the question of that avodah could be chishur, whether the avodah can be talted on the akdomi. So it settles that problem. And then it says, "Al mavsheish, it's not matter of meiri. No, my avodah can be talted on the akdomi. So why is the shtar lehedel or shtar lehedel? Mashen lehitane. So we come up. Liyodim ma'aset na'arichin ve'lusirin. Called Rabbi Mechayim." It talks about Helich. But the whole Tsugya relates the question of whether he claims made the cut off part of the head, the Eved, or the cut off more of the Eved. So there, it was raised again, Yish, but there was a certain time. Taste this before. Remember, I was attending Gira Medveyes. Hey, the Fid Abbot got a red cotton. Rashi says over there that we have different entities altogether. They have some general characteristic which binds them together in classification. But coins, this Rashi says over that map. They say that's not going to help you very much. So assume it's all called coins because they all undergo a process of coinage. But they all serve the same function. But even if you've got cotton, these are all both avadim, but different avadim. And that's all shayl hayl hayl, prefer a shayl, or agamon hayl 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 tano, a shayl hayl 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 tzuras v'shover, the function is the same, the shape is the same, but the different units. But this gives you, so Tais obviously assumes, based on the Gemara that he quotes, including ours, that this is also probably Minatayna. Here we come against the question which I believe that I asked at the time, as to whether the halacha of Minatayna is based on Exerce Kasu. Or is based on a svara. So everybody get involved in the problem of Rabbi Ben Osson, because of shame, whether he's chayiv, put him in meser, whether you assume that or not. But other than that, you might have remembered the base. It's Rabbi Shmuel between whether the stekes is the title of the clearer. Where it says, perhaps in the YouTube, you had a job in Sataina, you had a job in Minataina. Some other things we need a pasuk. Shmuel says, you don't need a pasuk. This is Shlavi Mele Shamis Minor, Chaskola Taina. So maybe we understand we're talking about the time, because that's what we're fighting about. That's part of the time. According to Rav, you need a pasuk. According to Shmuel, possibly not. Yeah. But these might be two different halachas. If it's misvara, you say that maybe mixes the time has to be a response where they communicate the same wavelength. One time says Torahit, and one talks about Seirin, they don't meet, they don't confront each other. They pass each other by. There's no confrontation of any kind. So then, maybe they need to, for that kind, you need to ask the gossip. In other cases, maybe the gossip is met. In other cases, we may not have passed the problem to ask the gossip, but still the problem of the confrontation and the extent to which they communicate. Well, we see it of hay. Well, it talks about the previous halachas. So we might follow the discussion. We have three yomaloch, tiv huk, tiv zeh. אחד למודל מקצת הטענה, אחד לדעת עדים זה פתור. הוא נקרא את הסורים לאתרן, הלוך את זה, צריך להיות הפריק המייסה, you don't quite דווקא, maybe mix it in his part, but if you establish the fact that part of the time is accepted, that's also maybe mix it. So if Tariki is חלק, that's the priest, that's the priest is חלק. What it says, if Tariki is a two pasuki, one is אחד, הוא כתיב, הוא כתיב, זה אחד הבן ומסתתן, וכן עדו עשה את הפרטו, ואידוך, כל את רבחי, אחד הבן ומסתתן, ואחד המודה ממין התיין. אם אתם סוג, ואידוך, וזה מן התיין על העשרה. כי איתה גם יג'ק שתהלוך במין התיין, איתם קצת נוסד שדי. So we have two days to come over here, as to whether הלוך במין התיין is agreed upon, or not. So that's what we call it, the Bible of Chachamim, the Chiv Levi Seri, but it's Chai Vipato. But then, apparently the Gemara has questions whether you need a Pasuk, if you accept the Chachamim at the time, it requires a Pasuk or not. So your word appears that you require it, And the Mandama, who only has one pasuk, there's another pasuk, he's a Minatayne, so he rejects all Allah. The Gemara doesn't say that if you don't have two sukim, then you have to hold a Rabbi Gamliel. But he referred incidentally. So apparently this first of all, I have a chesed more to the Gemara says, Chayav Pato. To what extent we insist that the Hidoya comes in Mitoich HaTayim and Mitzis HaTayim. And if you have such a halacha, what is the base? And perhaps I've said the two halachas. One halacha mean qua mean, the other one not mean qua mean, the class or category, but which unit you're talking about, even they're both in the same category. What I've been probably saying in the Gemara, well, you just raised another point. Let's take our sister over. Marcus of Weiser. So we have the following cases. We have a case of maybe Mix is opposed to Kefrakel, but it's Mimin, Mimin Shkabin, and everything's there, but it's Kefrakel, you cry with maybe Mix. That's the first case. Second, we have to be Yodcha. Oyv Rektan is Pato, Azurg Dalish, Yotcha, etc. It's also Pato. Why is the Pato over there? The device doesn't indicate. Then it goes on, it's about Kru Tvoy, Shiv Yotcha, Yichayev. It says, Ritre, Shiv Yotcha, also Chayev. What's the operating principle? Kolo Shadovo. Maybe Chayev, Shadev, Domini Mishko, Shavim, Yoshim, Yoshim, Yoshim. Now, presumably, the Bryce, the Gemara goes on to ask what instance is being Meruva, Misrabe. Presumably, the summary of Yom Kodesh Adavar, maybe the reason that the Bryce needs to include it is because it hasn't covered all the cases yet. But the cases which you have in the Mishnah, presumably, in the Bryce, presumably all come under Yom Kodesh Adavar. But is that indeed the case? Is Though Mimin should be a consideration in the Bryce. Because the Bryce is not a problem, Mimin is fine. Esterit, Chavish, Litrin. The problem, there's another problem, is there Mimin Atayne. So, how is that taken care of? Rebbe Chav Chita, and then if Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, the Chosh Dabu is the formula of the Bryce, says number one, you require the Hidoyer. Number two, the Hidoyer has to have Mida Mishka Minyan. It's there to bear. Whether it has to be Mida Taina or not, and what's the Mida Taina to be understood, that's not good in Kolosh Adov. And off have I said, it could be two separate things. It's there to be Mishka Minyan, one Meneira, and it's made the Yedelai, another Meneira, Medova. Let's go instead that the word Dabar here, the Reish and Seif, must mean the same thing. It's the same object. So that comes in that Doshim Mishuminya, but the Remina Tayyan. Overall, the impression we get in the Braise would be that Mimin Tayyan is not the issue in the Braise, that's not discussed at all. It's discussed that you need Mida Mishuminya. But that an example of Tana you have. I don't know. This have an argument. All right. Now we have the word of the Mashkin at Golden Sea.
I'm always Haber of Mashkin, Yavar Mashkin. I'm going to sell the BC for love of Shakalai Shabbat. I'll over look the yellow, sell the BC for love of Shakalai Shabbat. Sell the BC for love of Shakalai
Shabbat. Why is he Pato?
Because he was called Bako.
Yeah.
selo bi sikha lave shekala ye shale da halo me lopki ye la selo bi sari ye lave shkoj menarna ye shale fai selo bi sari ye lave shkai ma ye shale da halo me lopki ye la selo bi sikha lave sala ye shale pa chro so tsko ko selo bi sari ye lave shkai
what should we say from the ratio what should we say from the ratio
the
Malve is
claiming
the
low
rose money will come. So the sign of 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 the on the face of it, is there anything which is new here? The kifak is potter, we know already, you know. That we know. The mitzvah is chay, we also know. What if that is the novelty of the Mishnah? Nichus Mashkin. Not Nichus Shvuah Yisrael. Nichus Shvuah we know full well. Nichus Mashkin. Nichus Mashkin is to hear the number of things that we learn. We learn that clearly from Malva that the Mashkin has dispossession. Something happens to it. He's liable. Right? Why he's liable we don't know. But clearly that's what he's liable for. Secondly, there's some trade-off here between the loan and the mashkin. We don't see to take each debt, each claim, and deal with it separately. Extract one from the other, which he owes. That might raise the question, what about other cases? Which two people each is a share of one for the other. And each lost an object, and they begin to argue how much the respective pikdeis were worth. Would you say that also each one is two separate claims, but at the end of the day, we can subtract one from the other. Once we've determined the respective values, subtract one from the other. And determine who owes who. Or then what we say can possibly know. Is that conceivable? It would be conceivable to assume that the example that I gave was the not the latest Mashkin Malvin the labor that you deal with each detail separately. One subtract one from the other. In case of Mavin Leiber, with both chiyuvim generated by the relationship, then we subtract. Do you think that's tenable, Rabbi Svar?
I think it would be unique to Malvin Lovin. To the relationship with Malvin
Lovin. Oh, say, here you have one Malvin, not two Malvin, one Malvin, one Lovin. But the tale that they have, claims and counterclaims, are two claims which revolve around the same fundamental situation. One of them was the other with the loan, the other one is. Responsible for the mashkin. As it's conceivable, if there are two separate loans or two separate of kodesh shamrim, then we would have to deal with each one independently, or might have to deal with each one independently. And a malver who's been charged by the labor for having lost the mashkin, and the malver, for his part, is he's arguing that the Bible goes to money because it's a chayv. Then we can take the mashkir and then subtract it. It's still subtracted with the chayv. That could be one context. There may be two issues here. One issue is in general, two people have both counterclaims. They come to Bezdin, and each one presents a tainer. Bezdin insists a separate tik for each claim, each tainer. Maybe at most, a little implementation, at the end of the day, if they pass get Huber or Shimon 100 and Shimon or Huber 65, they pass give 35 and it's even it out. But that's after process which they would have done with each tainer as a separate tainer. Or no. The tier is one bundle of claims. Mival dvarim, one person, other person. Secondly, the question is as to how we regard the chiv mashkin in context of alvor. Those form part of the Gordian knot. And then, with regard to the first question. Mike Subis. Shnei shetziu shtachov zel zeh. Anachom v'zeh gover v'zeh gover. Shnei shetziu v'apuchi b'tchata l'amali. Rash el zeh b'shozo v'shalom. Rash explain to Rabbeinu l'amali. Hanoseh shnei marzufin shel or. Masan shaveh. Ma'itron alafosh yemin ismo v'shesmo liyemin. There are different weights, maybe. Then what was the point? So the one says the Kuli Alma, Idis Idis, Benis Beninis, Zibu Ziburis, Pedapurpatra Lamali, Pedapatra, Kipri Hitler had Benis, had Ziburis. Rachmana Mazel Govizo, Govizo, Shalin Shamin, Atiba Ziburis, Govizo, Legal Benis, Savigabe, Idis, Atush Ziburis. But the Gemara says in effect as follows, at a fundamental level, apparently we could deal with these as separate claims. Zegover, Zegover. At an operative level, it makes no sense, if we're going to talk, so we'll combine the claims and instead combine them artificially. It's not that we say if Reuven lent Shimon 100 and Shimon lent Reuven 65, so one of them is the other 35. Lamaise will only take 35 from one and turn to the other. We'll subtract or we'll add, whatever, as the case may be. But at a fundamental level, each chayv is a separate chayv level. Where does that come into play? It comes into play with where does the chassid, which you gave, a different chassid. The quality of the chav is different in a way that one of them would be given from quality A, that's immediate, one of them would be given beninis. So you don't just subtract it that way. Yeah. The Gemara says that machlekes has to do with how you figure beninis and ziburis. The fundamental principle of the Gemara is that inherently each one is a separate debt, could be dealt with independently. And then at the end of the day, you combine them, provided that there's no discrepancy with regard to what kind of chassid would be good. This is not always necessarily the case. the amount of cases which should be different. I'll give you an example. It's a totally different situation, but Mishnah Baba Kama. שני שברים תאמין שחבלו זה זה ושמים במותר חצי נזק. שני מועדים ושמים במותר נזק שלהם. אחד תאם ואחד מועד. מועד בתאם יושב את הנזק שלהם. תאם במועד יושב את החצי נזק. אחרי שני אנשים שחבלו זה בזה. What's the vice of here? The two oxen. And each one has inflicted damage upon the other. So if they're both tamin, each one, so then you subtract, and you have no problem. One was basic for 100, one was basic for 200. So one who did the 200, chassidus he has to pay, is 100. That's what he owes for his nezik. If that was his nezik, was here alone, he'd pay 100. The one who was mazik for 100, how much he have to pay? He has to pay 50. So now, if you take each of these separately, it's that what to do. So the one who did a nezik of 200, you subtract how much nezik he did was done to him. How much nezek he did. That's the Mishnah says. But what does that lead you to? He did nezek of 200, and only has to pay 100 because of the time. The other chair was mazik for 100, and will only pay 50. So, on a net basis, how much should he pay? 50. Yeah, but the Mishnah says he pays for most of that, and the excess of the nezek. So if he was nizik 200, and if he was mazik 200, was nizik 100, so the net nezik is 100. So that mazik, the shum shad, the excess will pay 50. That's the shnim tavishnim wadin. Mm-hmm. Then it makes the difference, right? Yeah, but if one is the Talmud is a Mu'ud, so if the Tam, if the Mu'ud is more necessary than the Tam, so he pays the full 200. If the Mu'ud did necessary for 200, so he owes 200, and the Tam only owes 50. So the Mu'ud will pay 150. But that's not what Misha says. Misha says if one is Tam is a Mu'ud, the Mu'ud pays the price, so that's a Shalom. He pays, the net damage to him has been 100. The Rosh talks about this. I'm just giving this an example where it makes a difference whether you combine or don't combine. So, one example, the Gemara Ksubas, we got the difference in the chasm which you collect. Another example, the Mishnah Baba Kama, how much you collect. Here, the Mishnah, apparently, you subtract one from the other, and that's it. That may be chidush halacha in the Mishnah. Maybe so the chidush also will be halacha mashkin. If mashkin gets lost, that you have to pay. Is there any indication on the basis of what you pay? possibly this, possibly no. So Mishi says Vavad. The Vavad could refer to one or two things. Whatever in mind. Mishi says Vavad Amashkin. The term Vavad here could be understood one of two ways. Either they were. Vavad in which way? And who do you have in Vavad? Mishemer? Mishemer Sachar, yeah. Well, the term Vavad could mean what? It was lost, but not in the sense of maybe I've been at that level. Something happened to it. It disappeared. Now, this is indeed the case for Vavad. We see in the Gemara. When we see her, Gimel for the Daf Kof Tes. Where's the case in which Mafkin Mois is a Shulchani? That's money with a banker. In Tzurin, if it's a closed, sealed envelope or box. If it's not sealed, so the bank is mutar to use each tamish, but fikhim avdu, chayaba chayutan. So the Moshe says, so the Mishnah says mutarin, all the chayaba chayutan, mavuner, vafil an ensu. Even if it's a lenis, also the banker is chayab. So Meis of Duktani, it says Aveide. So Meis says, Kidrabe, Domerabe, Nignevu, Belishtim Zuyan. Of the Shetobus is not about Yom, the boat sank. Rakhman of Nensulo. So Meis to understand the term of the Aveide means, there's Gnevi of Aveide. That was the most Avmina. Then Meis says, no, of the means got lost. Tobus is by Yom, could have been a hurricane, tsunami, it also got lost, it also it's included in the mission. So here, the term Avad, we'll see this in the Gemara, the term Avad can be taken to refer to either one of the two scenarios. And then, with the amplification of Mamos Karel Amashkin, what is Yichayv? Alright, once we get these few details out of the way, the Mishnah Dechor is straight and simple, and quite posh. What makes it complicated is the discussion of the Shenim, which opened up all kinds of issues. Issues of two kinds, some which have to do with the status of Mashkin, and what capacity the Mashkin serves, and where does the Chayv stand while the Mashkin is sitting in the hands of the Malder. That's one set. Then that's relatively more home-based. There's other issues which come up with regards to maybe Mises Chachri Kamaise, how that's defined, or problems of Mitoich, other issues of other kind. To begin to look at that, let's first see, the Gemara will probably see, at least for the time being, continue with the Gemara.
Yeah.
Now why should we worry the Yitzchus of the Kodim? The Gemara is straight over here. That we'll see in Shem in a minute. But anyway, you have a case over here where Shua is Mepech. Shua got below here. Shua made Mitzvah, he should have sworn in the case which Shua was talking about. But the Shua has been transferred to Chachomim, and actually, Shua is as a Malvin and Sefer. And transfer should, no, Shua should be on the Levi, come transfer to the Malvin. This is a case of Shua even later, but Shua was reversed. Tesi is trouble, as the reason by Mitzir, why this doesn't come into Shua even later. Here we have one expression of one concern, which Tesha said, as another Shem did. The division that we have, which we already touched upon, we'll get back to it later on. The division between the Shavuot, between the Shavuot and the first starting five, so to speak, in Mendez or Beis, and the longest that you have later on, Memhe and Medalov. Right, then we'll see what the nature of the Mepik Shavuot is over here. Why should you be concerned if you tell us that the cousin was a Zionist, what's the problem? We're afraid she'll be tell us that the cousin, and therefore we reverse the Shavuot. Because if the person who's the Nishba, if the person doesn't have the object in his possession, if he has the object in his possession, so he can manipulate it, so we don't have to worry what's going to happen. Won't be caught with his pants down. But if one of them has the pekodin and the other one swears, and the one who does not have the pekodin swears that it has X such values, and he begins to tell you what a wonderful mashkin it is, and all the antique, etc., etc., and the other one pulls it out, and it's straight out of Walmart. So there's a problem. So what's the problem? Should we hear those pekodins? No,
Rashi says that
this,
the guy who swore will
be possibly the Shua. Yeah. What does this do later on?
All right.
These are two very different concerns, of course. So Rashi's point is by trying to protect the Balder, protect the labor, I'm sorry, to protect the labor, and that's the concern. That invites this question, why should we be looking to protect him? He might be lying. And the concern state says, we should deliver about Toller. It's not a question about Toller, it's much worse than about Toller. I told we saw Don Shushalyoni, Machlis with Rashi with Rambam, and other Shanim as to whether we think that having Shua is a wonderful thing, Rambam said, Hidol Gadol Kiddush Shemaim, or not. But here the concern, of course, is that it'll be false Shua, or maybe because they seem sure about Tol is also concerned, unlike the Rambam. Because if once we have the facts, but they are the Bekodin, so it turns out the Shavuot is unnecessary. Yeah. All right. This is what is in this issue here. And in Bar Mitzvah, in a similar case, well, the same problems come up. But the Gemara does not raise is the issue of where the Chayv stands while the mashkin is in the hands of the malver. What might be the problem here?
Thank you.
So Rabbi Svar, what issue might be raised? Whether you assume the what? While the mashkin
is in the hands of the malveh, whether or not it's considered that he's already been paid back.
Yeah. But there's several formulations for this. One is to assume that there's been a temporary pihoin, and if you hold your mashkin, so the time being, you don't deserve to have both the mashkin and pirayin. So mashkin serves a temporary pirayin. That's one possibility. The other possibility would say no. Rashi says l'shem mashkin kiablei, l'shem pirayin le kiablei. Rashi got the deal for it. What we can say is, while the chayv has not been paid, but the ability to collect is frozen, not because you've already paid off the chayv, but the mashkin serves a kind of hostage that you're holding to the chayv. Until such time as you return the mashkin, you have the right to collect the debt, not because you've paid it. Even if you haven't paid it, but you're holding the hostage. We return the hostage and then you get the money. The difference here might very well be, first look conceptually, but still in practical terms, how much of the chayiv cannot be collected. If you assume it's a temporary pirayin, so the chayiv, what should be?
Nothing.
Well, what do you mean by nothing? Why? If you have a chayv which is 1,000 and you have a mashkin which is worth 500, how much can you pirei with a mashkin? So the surplus, you have
the value besides the mashkin.
Yeah, so the most you can refuse to pay now, you say in effect, I've temporarily paid it, frozen the chayv. It's only the surplus, that which is in, that part, that the surplus, that part of the chayv, can I get a mashkin? It's over, not getting a mashkin yet. If you assumed in some way, the moment that Mava is a mashkin, everything is frozen, not because it's if you've paid it. You haven't paid it yet. But these are two different procedures. You can't hold the hostages. At the same time, expect to collect the chayv. Best will not initiate the collection of the chayv until the mashkin has been returned. Then, it's conceivable, it's conceivable, that's to be the whole chayv. This brings us into the next shiddur gemara. Just start with it. Omer Shmuel, hi man, day svi.
Omer Shmuel, hi man, day svi. Alpha zuzir and five reg. Mashkin like kasa de magla. Alla kasa de magla, alla alpha zuzir.
Yeah, okay. Now, here the issue which I mentioned before comes up is whether the chayv can be frozen by the mashkin. But that really is the issue which I raised. The question which I raised before of the chayv vis a vis the mashkin as freezing everything in place holds in which case? In which the mashkin has been lost, returned, or still in the hands of the malver? Yeah, so if the malver has returned the mashkin, So now he can go into argue connected to the chayiv. If the chayiv, if the mashkin is still there, it still has the malva, that's conceivable, that must be necessarily so, conceivable that you can hold the question of the whole chayiv. However, if the mashkin has been lost, so the malva is no longer holding hostage. So then you can subtract the amount, that's it. Shmuel's halacha lechuver goes beyond what I said before, that you freeze it. The freeze of it, which I discussed before, is in the case of the mom's holding on to the mashkin. But the mashkin got lost, you only take the value of the mashkin into consideration. And that also, we would not lose b'teiras malva. Then he would lose b'teiras shema. He's a shame over the mashkin and he lost it. So now we have two different cheshbonos. There's one cheshbon malva v'leiv, one cheshbon mafkid and nifkid. They happen to intersect on the ground. These two different claims entirely. Come back to the question which you raised before. So what I discussed before is only a possibility as long as the mashkin is being held by the malva. Been lost, that's not what I raised before. This is Shmuel's innovation. The question, of course, is whether Shmuel is to be understood in this vein or not, and that we'll see in just a moment. If you assume there is such a thing, there are also two ways of arriving at that. One is to say that the Cheshbon Malva and the labor, the principle of having a mashkin represent the entire chayiv, holding hostage, etc., is valid. But unlike what I said before, you said, what can you do with the, if it's only the mashkin, so that imprisonment of the mashkin is what holds up everything, so it's really, in a sense, counter to the interest of the malva. But that's, so meanwhile he's holding on to it. What if he loses the mashkin? If he loses the mashkin, you say, well, he's no longer holding his hostage. What can the malva say? No, listen, I, for my part, I'm willing to return the mashkin. As soon as we'll find it, I'll return it to you. So, in a sense, it's still being held hostage, but we say no, it's not being held hostage. Why does he lose the entire chayiv over the katan de magle? That's an independent consideration. So we have one possibility that you can't freeze anything at all, and the balance of the chayiv is over and above the value of the mashkin, that has to be paid. Another possibility, as long as you hold on to the mashkin, does not have to be paid, because you're holding the mashkin as hostage for the entire chayiv, that's just for the dollar per dollar. Third possibility is that even if it gets lost, you also lose the entire chayiv, even though you no longer are stubbornly and insistently holding on to the mashkin. And this is one of two reasons, either in some way you take the mashkin as representing the chayiv, or I assume that you're still holding a hostage as long as you haven't returned it. It's if you're holding it, whether it's at the bottom of the ocean or whether it's in your closet, it's not my issue, says the lady. Now what does the Gemara ask? Gemara asks to the Mishnah and Shmuel. The Mishnah says, well, the implicit principle of the Mishnah is that you subtract the value of the chayiv for whatever reason, either because that's a temporary pirayon, or because it was a shem and it's chayiv. And Shmuel, but not beyond that, Shmuel says the whole thing gets lost. How does the Mishnah say vis-a-vis Shmuel? So we have two thoughts in the Shemim, praying for the Gilson. as was written with the Parish, remember the way Parish. So the Mishnah talks in about a case in which the lawyer for the Malbet specifically inserted a clause saying that if the Mashkin got lost, the whole chayv doesn't go down the tube, only the value of the Mashkin. But if he doesn't specify that, Midolei Parish, Shenechinami, you have one chayv and one Mashkin. One Mashkin down the tube, one chayv down the tube. And then we have to ask this is why that should be the case, and I gave two possible interpretations before. Other Rishonim could begin to understand. How could it be? Mashkin is worth $1,000, the Mashkin is worth $1, and the chayv is worth $1,000. And who's the thousand? It's one unit. One, the chayv is one unit, and the Mashkin is one unit. How could that be? So their gilus is the reverse. That's the same with the parish. That's the normal case. Shema be the parish. And the sick fellow over here is not the lawyer for the lawyer, it's the lawyer for the malvin. Not the lawyer for the malvin, the lawyer for the lawyer who took pains, he's a lamna, he knows the Gemara Shavuos. He knows that Mashkin will be lost. According to Kotesis, be the Parish means that he specified that if the Chayv gets lost, the Chayv gets lost, specified. If the Chayv gets lost, if the Mashkin gets lost, the Chayv is finished. That was inserted by the lawyer for the lawyer. The Mishnah is without fancy lawyers, just simply what Shukhrov says, Halacha says. That says only, you lost the Mashkin, you lose the value of the Mashkin, we're not beyond that. Now the question which arises, of course, the most shame is very simply. The Gemara later on says, "Bechay Satanoim, but Shmuel's Halacha." If Shmuel, if we have Rashi's Gilsa, Shmuel B'dolei Parish, Shmuel teaches us from Enes Chidush. So we understand why some Tanoim disagree. The kind of problem is why anybody should accept this. We have to look for Hezbo. But according to Tesis Gilson, Rabbi Chanan's Gilson, Shmuel be the Parish, if be the Parish, he's specifying that if he loses the Mashke, the whole Chayv is finished, why shouldn't we bind him by it? So Tesis has come up with a Smachter, and we have a question of consideration of a Smachter. This is what's on the table over here for the Gemara. We want to complicate the matter further. If we thought in terms of freezing, within the context of the mission itself, likewise, was the Ramban. And this introduced the whole question over the table, and what happens. This is one matter we have to discuss. So first the question that you says to the Mishnah. What in the assumptions we got the Chayv with Rashi and Rabban respectively, what if Rishon died with Tevinit with Chiv Shvur, etc. The second issue is taste issue. We got the Asmachter, why, if we punish, then you lose the Chayv, why should we not hold it to it? And this is the Asmachter, and then you have to see, operate the principle of Asmachter, and see what happens over here. Quite independently of this, we have discussions which were initiated by the Limigash, point various directions, which is the Limigash right here in Sugir, and with which, or to which, the Rabban related, the Hashba related, and the Ran related. All of them reacted one against the other. And here we deal with issues which are, to a great extent, Shuris issues. As applied to the area of Ashkenaz and Bavitzi issues. The halacha of the Pri Kamaiser comes into play over here. What the Pri Kamaiser halacha basically says is that Meir Mitzis Lavdavki, the Pri Kamaiser halacha specifically is that these, if the Valadvari, if the Leiva is Kefrakel, but Edim convicted of part of the Chayv, that's also made in mixes. How far does that extend? Is it Dafke Eidim as opposed to the Baal Dovor? Or is it any way that part of the claim of the Baal Dovor of the Tameh is accepted, for whatever reason, matter both, that in front of a situation where there's a mikzas, and the halach is not, do I have a mikzas, but it's chayiv a mikzas, so it's chayiv already the halach applies. This is dealt with in the Chan over here. The Chiyah Kamaisa, Sidh Gemara, given on the Amir Aleph and Bafetzir, won't pass through the whole sugir, but see that part of that event. Now the Chan gets involved in another consideration. Just think about that for a moment, but girl a moment. If you've made a moment, or if you've made a moment, because I didn't describe you very much us, if it's only for Gerber Momen, something she might have let the Momen not. The term Gerber Momen is a somewhat confusing term, and Rabban contends that many of the Shem were confused totally. For our purposes, you look at the Gemara that he quotes, but from a basic Yadashua Sages. Yadashua Sages, if a person, normal Shua Sages, a Chiyuv, if the Eidim would have come and said, yeah, I go there, I would have made money. Well, if I wouldn't have made money, but I would have a setup to make money. But then I'm going to lose. Does that apply or not? The Ran compares that to Augenbauer. You look at the Mara from the base, and it's over here. For the rest, Halokha Ve'yidem Praticho, I presume is well known, Baruch Hashem Olav Bar Yodif, if any day be Lissani, any day Praticha, Sibor Mishama is Bar Yadif. I mentioned we're going to go out of Pemala for the guy to tell the Romaina in Shuasesis. That's a Mishnah of Kufi, and we're going to go out of Kufi Chesed Baba Kamer. Now the last part of the Ran relates to Sugim Baba Kamer of Mesamach Beis. Chareg Lachas is the, you know, in general what's discussed over there. We got the halacha of Tomin Be'esh. Tomin Be'esh, of course, is a Tanoim with Yichai V'Pato. In the basic of Be'esh, we have something hidden. What happens? Do you trust the person who says there's some such an Ezek? Comes and tells the insurance company a story, he had five Rembrandts stuck away in the Be'esh. Yichai V'Pato. So there are two issues there. One issue is, are you fundamentally chayiv at all for Tomun? And secondly, what kind of proof do you have to offer about the Rembrandts? Now, but Tesis like the whole sugi over there, that it's a problem of chiyuv or ptur Tomun. The Rambam part of Eishan Yerushalmi, it's a remarkable story. I'm a stroke of genius, you have to see that Rambam. Says, who talks about that? We talk about something else, about the Amman, about the insurance company. That's what the position that Ran followed, the Ramban takes into the context. Now what we'll have to do, I thought we could come about today, we have two major areas. One is the issues that I discussed, that is a bundle of issues, surrounding Shmuel's halacha, and relating to the question of the status of the Mashkin, etc. The status of Mashkin, in another respect, with regard to Shomrim at one level, and with regard to what the Gemara calls Balchev Kirin and Mashkin at another level, is the second issue. That begins later on Mendalad of Mendalev, Talmud Tanoi Balchev Kirin and Mashkin. The four sugyas, basically. We'll cover this next time. What is the sugi here? Power sugi Bamitsira Pebeis, sugi in Gitin, the Flamitza, more than four. Gitin the Flamitzain, sugi in Kedushin the Ches and the Beis, and sugi in Psachim the Flamit Aleph. What's the relation with these sugis? Some of them, the Gemara distinguishes between Mashkir and Shatwa, some of them does not distinguish. We've got this in extensive discussions with Shainim. We have to do part with incidental halachas and part with fundamental status of Mashke. I'll send you a little list of the case. I should be sad. But then we would have a way cut out of this.
Those are the